So, of course, talking about the live DVD, Dust and Thunder, I'm sure the first time that you actually watched it, it brought back a flood of memories from your concerts here. What is a standout moment for you on the live DVD?
There was a lot of things. I mean, the atmosphere like that was incredible from the audience, and the anticipation from us as the band, you know, walking up on the stage was kind of really epic. And we had that shot of us kind of coming through from the dressing room, and just the anticipation of the whole thing about to kick off is kind of amazing to see. I'm pleased we got that moment. But if one other highlight, there was this storm that rolled across the whole show, and we trawled through all of the footage trying to find like dramatic lightning shots that didn't really come on the cameras. It's like a highlight that I remember. It's unfortunately not on the DVD, but yeah, there are lots of highlights.
After you walked off stage in Pretoria, the crowd screaming, dust, thunder, the rain. Can you recall what you said to one another and how you felt immediately walking off of that stage?
Well, it was so nice. It was such a great tour that, because we were surrounded by such great friends, and some new, some old. But we went back to our dressing room and people started coming in, starting with like the very best guys. And then Baba came through, and then the Beatenberg lads joined us, and it was just a hang. Like, it was so nice. It was Esau's birthday as well that night, from the very best. So Baba started singing traditional songs for him. And it was just a really nice, it was just a good vibe back there, just buzzing really from the gig.
Exactly this time last year, you were pretty much in South Africa filming the documentary We Wrote This Yesterday with Baba Mol, Very Best and Beatenberg. Do you have a favourite city here in South Africa?
It's funny. I really did enjoy everywhere I went, and I felt like everyone had a kind of unique thing about it. We got to spend the most time in Cape Town, and for me, people make the place, really. It's the people that you meet who kind of inform your experience of wherever you are in the world. And just shitty out of the amount of time we spent in Cape Town, we kind of got to meet the most people. So Cape Town was a really good time. But Johannesburg, you know, was incredible as well. But we're kind of in the studio. If you see the documentary, you'll see we're in there from like, you know, 10 a.m. till sort of 4 a.m. every day.
Wow.
You know, 3 days just kind of knocking these songs around and making that EP. So, you know, whilst we did have a little spell of time in Johannesburg, it was mostly inside the broadcast centre.
You said people make the place. So if you had to think of your experience of South Africa and liken that to an encounter with a woman, how would you describe this woman?
I think it would be one of those people maybe you kind of feel like you've kind of known for a long time, but suddenly you encounter each other unexpectedly, and that person is actually very kind of different to who you thought, and you end up having this really deep chat and you stay up all night.
That's amazing. I'll take that compliment. Thank you, Ted. Now, the relationship between yourselves, Baba Mol, Beatenberg, Very Best, how did that actually come about? How did you select those artists to, you know, collaborate with you in South Africa?
Well, it was really the Very Best who are our sort of access point. We've known those guys for quite a long time, and they are basically quite an eclectic kind of crew. They have lots of people, you know, they kind of call on. It's very collaborative, and we've always been very collaborative as well. So we just kind of hit it off, and it was through that we met Baba Mol. So when we were assembling the lineup and choosing who we were going to tour with in South Africa, those guys kind of just seemed to make sense. And through them, and also just through our general network, we found Beatenberg and just loved their music. It's so undeniable, their songs and their talent. So we got really excited about meeting those guys for the first time when we actually got to Cape Town. And it didn't take long, you know. I think when people are kind of on the same page, if they're open-hearted and whatever, you know, then you just kind of hit it off pretty quickly. Yeah, it really felt very natural and easy.
So actually, off of the new album, for yourself, which song do you feel the greatest emotional connection with?
I think it's probably City Bear. And I think it's just because of the atmosphere. And it's like quite a simple, repetitive kind of song to play, for me at least. You know, like it's kind of a groove-based song. And I can just kind of sit back a little bit and enjoy Baba and him sort of raising the hairs on the back of my neck. It's just like, yeah, it's just a vibey little tune, that one.
Especially with Baba, he brings this element of almost spirituality to the songs and to the performances. Do you ever find yourself on stage and you're just fighting back emotion?
So much. It's mad because so after the sort of success of that tour in South Africa, and everything that came out of it, like it really was a special time. Since then, we've actually, wherever we can, we've got Baba out. They're very, and some of the very best guys as well, Beatenberg as well. And we actually did a show in Paris, and they were all there. And I just remember it was another kind of quite special gig for no particular reason. But the vibe was on, and Baba, you know, singing. Like, yeah, I remember being on stage in Paris and just with those guys doing the music that we wrote in Johannesburg and just feeling pretty kind of important in a way, just emotionally. When Baba sings, there's like an urgency, like an earthly sort of importance to it, which, again, you just can't really deny. He's a powerful guy.
So what are three emotions you believe the live DVD is going to make people feel when they watch it?
Okay, I would definitely say excited. If you were there, I would say nostalgic, because I think we captured the atmosphere and the feeling. And I hope that it would also, what would the word be for it? I hope it will make you impatient for our return, because we want to come back, we want to do it all again.